This podcast is brought to you by Philips. Simplicity is knowing where to get information about your health. Philips Sense and Simplicity. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and we'd like to welcome to the program this week the host of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow and Discovery Health's natural living expert, Sarah Snow, obviously. How are you, Sarah?
Good, thanks, Will. How about you?
We're doing great. Thanks for being here. And all this month, we're talking about health and wellness on our Discovery Health podcast, especially as it relates to simplicity and living simply. Tell us, I guess one thing we wanted to discuss with you, we know you've covered this in an episode, is green weddings. And obviously this time of year, a lot of people are getting married.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's such an exciting thing to plan a wedding these days. They're big business. It's a big event. People take months and months to plan their wedding, and they spend lots and lots of dollars on their weddings. And what that means to me is it's really exciting because there are a lot of opportunities for people to make smarter choices, smarter for the environment and smarter for the health of the bride and groom as well as their guests. So there are a lot of things that people can do when they're planning their weddings. And a lot of these also tie into any old party that you might be planning, a backyard barbecue or a Labor Day party or a holiday party. You can make a lot of these same changes. One of the first things that I encourage people to do, though, is to just think about, like you said, Will, simplicity, just simplifying a little bit. So maybe it's cutting back your guest list, or maybe it just means instead of flowers on every pew, you do flowers on the first pew and the last pew, you know, cutting back on the amount of resources that you're using.
Okay. And, you know, I guess food and other things like that come up, obviously, as a way that people spend a lot of money. Any ideas around that?
Yeah, for sure. Find a caterer who will at least seek out some locally grown foods. You know, there's this big kind of debate right now between organic and local. And I don't think it should be a debate. I don't think it should be organic or local or organic versus local. It needs to be organic and local, local and organic. So find a caterer who can find you some organic farmers and really choose from some in-season foods. You know, if you're in the fall, look for some good root vegetables and build a nice pasta dish around that or a chicken roast around that or something. But look for a caterer who can really find some good local and organic options. And then beyond that, see what you can do as much as possible with organically grown and produced foods all across your menu. You can do an amazing fair trade organic chocolate cake for your big wedding cake. You can do grass-fed beef for your beef carving station, organic veggies in a pasta, or certainly organic veggies in your salad. And what that means is greater health for yourselves, greater health for all of your guests, but it also means less of an environmental impact because all those foods were grown or raised in an organic way, meaning they weren't sprayed with a lot of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, synthetic fertilizers, and it means that the cattle or the chicken was raised without the use of growth hormones and antibiotics, and if it's organic, it also means that they were fed an organic feed. So big, huge environmental impact just by choosing organic and hopefully also local foods at your wedding.
You mentioned also at the very beginning cutting down on the guest list, which can be difficult to do, but good advice. What about, I know destination weddings are a big deal, and you always have to have people that fly in probably or come from elsewhere, but maybe not planning something on the other side of the world is a good idea.
Yeah, you know, take a look at your guest list and see where the majority of those people are and try to do the wedding right there, closest to them, so tons of people don't have to travel. You know, we hear so much these days about taking public transportation and cutting back on the amount that you drive each week, but if you figure that you're inviting 150, 250 guests to your wedding, and if 200 of them have to travel, that's a lot of petroleum that's used to get those get all those people to the wedding. So try to have a centrally located wedding. And another thing that you can do is have the ceremony and the reception in the same place so that people don't have to travel from one site to a second site and then back to their hotels. Try to have it all in one location so people can walk out their door, be right there at the ceremony, right there for the reception, and then just stumble home after it.
All right. Well, you know, it seems that I think, you know, when you talk about these ideas, you actually might be able to lower some of the stress involved of planning a wedding by keeping it a little simpler. And maybe that'll make newlyweds or people that are planning to get married a little more stress-free and healthier and well.
Yeah, exactly. Stress-free. Just enjoy the process. And, you know, I think also if you have one thing to focus on, if you can focus on how can I go green, how can I cut back my impact, reduce my footprint a little bit through the process of planning this wedding, then somehow some of your choices are limited. You don't have quite so many options because you're just going to focus on these options instead. And that is a stress reducer. You know, when you go to look for your wedding dress, for women, for the brides-to-be, I mean, that's a huge, huge process. And the world is your oyster at the beginning. But if you think about instead, okay, I'm going to go for a recycled wedding dress, something that's already been worn once before, or I'm going to find a designer who can do a dress for me out of eco-fiber, a really gorgeous hemp silk blend or something. So your choices have been reduced right there. Same thing for the ring. When you go to shop for your ring, look for cruelty-free diamonds. And all of a sudden you went from a tons and tons of suppliers to slightly fewer suppliers. And it makes for easier decisions when you have less options.
All right, Sarah Snow, and where can people go to learn more about green weddings?
DiscoveryHealth.com. I have a one-hour special on green weddings that will be airing July 25th, so check that out. And you can also go online to DiscoveryHealth.com, and I have lots of tips and a blog on there as well.
Okay, sounds great. Discovery Health's natural living expert, Sarah Snow, also host of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks, Will.
And for this Discovery Health podcast, I'm Will Johnson.